Well, to talk about weather, ladies and gentlemen, it's Pat Pagano. Pat, a heat wave started here about 35, 40 minutes ago.
Well, I'm happy to hear that because it was sleeting in portions of Massachusetts and New Hampshire a little bit earlier.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, exactly. But for us, we have cloudy, a chance of showers. Not a big deal. Whatever we get today, spotty nuisance. Mid-50s. Spotty showers tonight, 50. For tomorrow, cloudy and windy. Showers will be on the increase as we move through the day. So as we progress, the chances of rain will get better. 70 to 75. It'll be a rainy Friday night. Saturday, periods of rain and showers. Very windy, 70 degrees. Your Easter Sunday, variably cloudy and windy with scattered showers. Around 60. We get some sun on Easter Sunday. Easily into the 60s. Monday, partly cloudy skies. Maybe a shower. And the highs will probably be around 70 degrees. So the better of the 2 days definitely looks like Easter Sunday. But unfortunately, it's not without rain. Or a little shower.
Now, how much rain are we going to get Friday night?
Friday night to Saturday, an inch and a half.
So on top of what we have, that'll be pretty good then. I mean, it's it's been a strange spring so far.
Yeah, it's been a strange winter. Yeah. Well, it was a strange winter. Yeah. The National Weather Service could even issue a flood watch, so we'll have to see what happens. Yeah. The front is a slow moving, and as I told you, a storm's going to form on that front, and that'll kick up the wind as well for tomorrow night and into Saturday. So it's a good thing that, the whole weather pattern is not slowed down by one day, because Saturday's weather, that would have been Easter Sunday. That would have been terrible. We're thankful for small favors. That's all I could tell you. By the way, how did Mike get out of winning the golf tournament?
Well, by the day on Tuesday when he showed up,
right?
I played Tiger putting the putt in, and he had no comment. He said no comment, and so I let him off easy. I let him off with a no comment. But we all know that he didn't have a power outage, and we all know that he just didn't want to face the music on Monday.
Yeah. So, what I've learned from what you tell me, it's a good thing that he's in sports and not weather, because if he was in weather, he'd never be on the radio.
Yeah.
My point is that there's many times in weather you're wrong.
My life is built on being right on significant big things every once in a while.
Right.
So everybody forgets when I'm wrong. Except the people who really hate me, and that's a lot of people.
Well, yeah, generally that's what people remember, with the weather. When you make a big mistake, they don't really remember when you call the shots on, and say, next week there's going to be three gorgeous, beautiful days. People forget that. It's like when you say, well, only an inch of snow, and then you wake up in the morning and there's a foot. And you say, yeah, great. He was wrong again. But a quick little story that I think you get a kick out of. Every day the National Weather Service issues, as you know this, different discussions.
Yeah.
From extended discussions.
Yeah,
to,
I love reading those. I do.
Yeah. They're very technical, but done very well. And this was last week. I was reading the snow discussion from Minnesota. I was concerned there because they were getting a big storm. And at the end, it said Pagano. And I said, I'll bust my britches. I didn't know there was another Pagano in the weather field. I said, let me write the National Weather Service and see if I get an answer. And I did. It is a she. Her name is Lara. She knew exactly who I was. She grew up on Long Island, her and her family, listening to me. And She was inspired by Hurricane Bob and went to college, got her degree, went on for a master's, and now she's down in Maryland, and she's working for the National Weather Service in the Prediction Center as a full-time employee. Yeah. So, and she said, somewhere down along the line, I bet you we're related. Maybe distance, but I bet you we are related. So I thought it was kind of interesting that for the first time in all these years, I found another Pagano in the weather field.
Well, here you go. And did she say you inspired her at all?
No, she didn't.
What's the matter with her?
Well, she didn't. She could not get over how many years I had been in the field.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're dinosaurs. You know. Tell her that's what happens with dinosaurs. We're dinosaurs.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm probably one of the longest standing. I know in the New York area, especially on Long Island, I'm the longest weathercaster ever. So, when am I quitting? I don't know.
Well, you know, that's the whole thing. I'll be approaching next year the 50th year of broadcasting.
Of broadcasting.
50th.
50th.
Unbelievable.
Which means I'm probably pretty close to you.
Yeah. I would say that you're probably around 50 years now.
No, I'm not. I think I'm about 45.
All right. 45. Yeah. My career really started. And I'm talking about from when I started back in 1968. I got a part-time job at WSBS. So that's when it really started. So it takes to now, which is almost 50 years right there. I woke up this morning and I wanted to go back to bed, Pat. I wanted to turn around and go back to bed because of the, did you see that story?
Which one?
The man arrested for trying to take two gas cans and also lighting material into St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York last night.
No.
Yeah. We live in sheer madness. The man brought some lighter fluid, two cans, like 2.5 gallon cans of gasoline, and those lighters in. Now, somebody obviously saw it, tipped off the police, and they got the guy. But I saw the story, and I said, I got to go back to bed because the world's getting just crazier and crazier.
So is this is a copycat then, right? Well, I say a copycat, meaning that because he saw what happened in Paris, he thought he could do this in New York.
Well, he was a 37-year-old New Jersey guy and tried to enter St. Patrick's Cathedral with two gas cans, lighter fluid, and lighters. Here's what his story was. That he was cutting through the cathedral to get to Madison Avenue, that his car had run out of gas. Well, the vehicle, first of all, they went and looked, was not out of gas. And also, if you're out of gas, why would you carry two things, lighter fluid and two lighting elements?
Really? So what are you going to do? You don't need a lighter. You don't need any kind of lighting element to put gas in your gas tank.
So somebody saw it at around 8 p.m. in the evening and reported it. And so the old adage now that ever since 9/11, if you see something, report it. Doesn't know whether you're sure or not. If you see something, report it. This person probably saved a fire at St. Patrick's by whoever.
And God knows how many lives.
Yeah.
But what do you think he will? What do you think he will get for something like that?
Well, I mean, I would think that he's gonna have to, pay the price. I mean, they'll have a psychiatric evaluation of the guy, obviously, but I mean, he'll get a couple of years in jail at least. But I think more psychiatric help than anything else.
Oh, brother!
It's a crazy. I saw that and I said, I'm going back. I really want to go back to bed.
Yeah, you really wonder what is going on.
What the heck? Well, anyways, but that's so much for the bad news. The other news is that we've got a lot going on this weekend. And our good buddy Robert Levenstein is watching this morning. And he's one of the managing guys at the Sharon Playhouse. And they've got a big country and western thing going on there on Saturday the 19th, which is Friday, pardon me. And it's Boot Scoot. They got a line dance instructor, a live band, the Carlsons from Kent, a disc jockey. And you go in there and you line dance, two-step, you learn it more, and you have some fun.
So, sounds good to me.
So that's one of the things that are going on this weekend. What is one?
There's two and three.
That's right. Two and three? I don't have them in front of me right now, but that's the big thing as far as I'm concerned.
Are you going to line dance, Marshall?
Well, I can't.
Why?
Because I have to go to work on Saturday morning, I literally do get ready for bed, start to getting ready for bed at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. What has my life come to?
I don't know. I can tell you one thing right now. I'm not too thrilled because I'm working Monday, as I told you, and the plans for Sunday got worse than what I told you about yesterday, because the reservations at the restaurant, which I thought would be between 2 and 3 in the afternoon, 4:15.
Oh,
and this
God.
Is on Long Island.
Oh, God. Trapped like a rat.
And after the restaurant, I have to go to my other sister's and have dessert. So I don't think I'm going to be showing up back home until easily 10 o'clock at night, which means by the time you speak to me Monday morning, I'll be taking over the tomb that Jesus left.
All right. On that note, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.